Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Chris Clem.
Oh no, it's Gojira.
No, that is a no wizard.
Oh, it's just a fat New Western goober.
What you want, fat man? Micah Bowser? Here in New Orleans. Go away.
Mike Bowser.
Very powerful wizard.
Meanwhile, in the Big Easy.
Boy, oh boy. I sure do enjoy being a writer down here in New Orleans. Nothing could ever bring me down. Oh no! It's Chris Clem! You will not destroy my village, you beast! Be gone with you back to Chicago! Oh no, he's too powerful! Curse you, giant! Your precious PH Comedy Theater will not survive the month! Ha ha ha! You'll never make another house team, you brute! Enjoy your sports ball minicast, sucker!
That's Chris Clem!
This is John Bruton. You're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Hernando Diablo.
Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Hordano Diablo.
And this week, we're discussing your kids. Yes, you, listening out there in podcast land, this is about you. Brace yourselves. Joining us in studio this week is Sad Boy Social Club Killa B and the host of Two Chicks and the Plural of Apocalypse, available now on iTunes, Allie Pinion.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you for coming on.
No problem.
So, Allie, why do you hate excessive breeders?
I know you have to pose the question to start the show, but the question is almost ridiculous because I don't know why you wouldn't hate excessive breeders.
Okay. I was going to say the real question is, why do you have so many children?
Yeah, although, you know what, I did refer once to heterosexual couples as breeders, even though I don't really consider myself queer, and I got a lot of backlash for it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you have done that. You have copulated. You have mixed your DNA. You've technically breeded. I don't really see it as a term of slander.
Yeah. It is what it is.
But
look,
really,
people are just going to get mad about words if they want to. I don't care.
Wait, no, people don't do that.
No,
people don't get mad at words.
Not a bit.
No, not certainly not on the internet either.
No. You know, when everybody's really tough behind a keyboard.
I don't know, guys. I've only ever had nice things said to me by anonymous strangers on the internet, especially dudes.
Now the best is my favorite is subtweeters. That like when I knew like none of these people I'm not in contact with anymore. But, like, when that happens and you know it's about you,
yeah.
But they won't say a fucking word to your face.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I've subtweeted many times, but I have the balls to say to somebody's face, I'm just being kind enough not to put you on blast.
I've done my share of passive-aggressive posts in my internet history, and I think I'm over it. I generally try and surround myself now with people that I don't have to do that to or eventually deal with.
I just try
not
to be a negative bitch as much as I used to, because I used to be a negative bitch.
Now you're just a bitch.
Now you're just hosting a podcast about hate.
Now I just bitch for not a living.
Yeah, I've been a victim of some of that passive aggressive hate over the years. So.
I thought you were what? Referring to me. No. I was like, I've never done that to you.
Well, all right.
But let's face it, my favorite thing about watching your stand-up is watching people who have never seen it before's
cringe.
Face when you open your mouth. So that's
yeah.
that might explain some of the passive-aggressive hate. But at least as of 2015, and I looked up some fun stats last night, there was about 7.5 billion with a B, people on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have trouble wrapping my head around the idea of things like astrophysics and the size of the universe. But like, think about actually how many people that is.
Yeah.
How many resources we use, how much space we take up, how much trash we make, how much food we waste. And people want to not use condoms and make more people to make more waste and more trash and less space for everybody.
I was with you till you said the condom thing.
Of course you were.
Yeah, boo, no. Condoms.
Oh, but okay, so.
Yay, abortions.
Listenership, I can hear the sound of it plummeting.
No. We said fag on the last episode a bunch of times, and we went up. So either we're all right, or we're all right. Cool with me.
You know, to each their own. But at least
she already hates me.
No, but like as of 2014, the average life expectancy of a human being in the United States is to at least 71 years old. And by 1850, we had already exceeded 1 billion people. So there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah,
that quickly.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. All the way back and when they like didn't even have.
All these people are fucking and I can't get laid.
Well, you are apparently not a louse, because that is the breeding pattern that I'm seeing.
And so already, before we even hit like the past century, we're at 1 billion people. And worldhunger.org estimates that 795 million people, or 1 in 9, is suffering from malnourishment. And that's about 11% of the world. So with the idea of bringing more people onto this planet when we're already not taking care of the people that we have is
absolutely
ridiculous.
So that's like 800 million people?
Yeah, or malnourished some degree, yeah. So it's either not enough food or not the right kind of food. I think France had a thing about if a grocery store doesn't sell the produce and it's still good, it has to be donated. Starbucks has started doing that.
Yeah, I just know. I saw something about that where they're going to start having to like have to do that, like mm-hmm. give it away, which is good. Like,
yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, help people helping people. It's powerful stuff.
Well, when I worked at 7-Eleven, they had the original policy was to donate the expired food because it was a day early that they had it expired. But then they got sick of filling out the proper paperwork. So they stopped doing it and we had to throw away all this food. So what I did is I separated the thrown out food in a different trash bag for all of my dumpster diver friends.
Nice.
To just dive into the dumpster and grab the bag and go. So, and it was like, you know, at least 7 sandwiches and some taquitos every night. So.
See, like, that's where your mind goes. My mind goes, I'm like, dude, I want to start a fake nonprofit where I, like, go to the back of a giant eagle. Like, we're here to pick up the bok choy, the carrots, all the peppers and onions. And be like, just make bomb-ass stir fry all the time.
What? Why stir fry, dude? I'd be going to the bakery and be like, yeah, those donuts are not stale. Give me those.
I like vegetables.
Nope, we can't be friends.
Like most of my carbs come from beer now. So there's that.
And all of mine come from energy drinks. And you see where this is getting us, Jordan.
I'm going to have a failing liver and you're going to die of a fucking heart attack?
Yes.
That'd be awesome if it happened on air simultaneously.
Should I like be writing the eulogies now? Because you, I don't really know. Sheer is just going to turn into a roast of his corpse.
Yeah.
They're literally going to cook you.
I want to put the apple in your mouth, put you on the spit.
Wow, that's an oxymoron. I was a Jewish pig.
They're going to fight later.
We're not going to fight.
Yeah, you are.
That silence right there was the sound of the listenership. They're like, I know this Jordan guy jokes about Jewish people, but it really likes to seem like he's an anti-Semite.
Oh, no. I'm not that kind of leftist that's going to cannibalize.
I thought you were going to say I'm not that kind of Jew.
No. I'm one of the good ones.
All right.
So, and then in 2016, there was an estimated birth once every 8 seconds compared to one death every 10 seconds. So
that's not a good ratio.
It's not, but to me, every 8 seconds still seems like so many fucking kids.
No, yeah, that's too many.
Yeah.
And not enough people dying.
Yeah, we need to.
What are some suggestions that you have for making more people die,
Jordan? Nuclear warfare.
All right. Nuclear warfare is on the table.
The Republican health care bill.
The Republican health care bill.
Basically nuclear war. No, that'd be like chemical warfare.
I guess.
Because they're taking drugs away from people.
Yeah.
GOP's a bunch of cunts. They really are.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, they could always, you guys could always say you are nutritionists and just destroy people from the inside out.
Yeah, but we don't look like nutritionists.
You'd be surprised. My mother was a nutritionist. She worked at the Free Clinic.
I thought your mother was a Unitarian.
She was. She was. Nutritionist is not a religion. Nutritionist is a... Well, it's supposed to be a job title, but I believe all of her work was volunteer-based. And she would take me to the Free Clinic in Cleveland while she was advising people with diabetes about what to eat. And I would get in trouble because I would call them all fat.
I thought you were going to say I got in trouble because I just put all my money in the vending machine.
I thought you were going to end that sentence with saying you were listening in the room with her, like eating a Hostess cake or something right in front of them.
Oh, no.
You should lose some fucking weight, fatty.
Just like face first into a Little Debbie cake.
Yeah.
No, it's just there's a specific memory from my childhood I have of a gentleman that was about 600 pounds. Waddling in to see my mother, and I am coming back from the bathroom, and I beheld this beast going in to probably have my mother read to him the same books that she was reading me.
Leave it to you to make my 600-pound life sound biblical. it was epic.
But I just looked up at him and was like, boy, is he fat! And, yeah.
Every time you tell yourself, like, one of those stories about you being a kid, like, and you say something outlandish, I picture, like, you as you look right now, just, like, 2 feet shorter. Like, with the beard, with the teeth, just everything, and just, that's what I
picture.
Tattoo
on the arm already. Everything.
Yeah, I was a gnome until I was...
I thought it was my mom was embarrassed at the checkout line at Giant Eagle once. I saw a guy with a cleft in his chin, and I said, look, mommy, he has a butt chin. I thought that was embarrassing for a parent, but you, sir, you take the cake.
Oh, congrats. I have embarrassed every single member of my family at some point in my life. My sister, my youngest sister, actually complained to my mom that I can't go out with Jeremy anymore. He embarrasses the fuck out of me. Because I would try to bring my sister out when when we were teenagers. Like, we're still going to the arcade. So it's like, well, we can bring, the youngest sister along for that. But no, I'm an embarrassing fuck because, I've got my silly little trench coat with all the safety pins in it. And I'm wearing makeup. So that's...
I just picture, the reason you're embarrassing is because, you fought somebody at the X-Men arcade game because you wanted to play.
Yeah, that's...
And it had five spots on it. I don't know if you guys remember that game. But...
Yeah, but I was so fat, I took up two spots.
Speaking of siblings, how many siblings do you have, direct or otherwise?
I have two biological siblings and a plethora of non-biological siblings.
And you, sir?
I have three. I have a sister who's 6 years younger than me, and then twins that are 15 years or 16 years younger than me.
I have one younger sibling. She's 3 years younger. And I think if you're going to have kids, max. Put a max on it at three. Replace you, replace your spouse, and if you're going to decide to continue to procreate, one more is fine. Anything more than that, completely unnecessary. I think people get the wrong impression. Like, I joke. I think you have to be able to joke about everything, which may get me in trouble.
No, I agree.
But I think this is the right crowd to say that in.
Oh, definitely.
But if... It's amazing that we're here. Like, the whole way that we actually develop and come into this world and be on this planet is pretty, like, astounding if you think about it. But there's no reason to, like, sully how special that is by just turning your vagina into a clown car. Like the good old Duggar meme, which we'll get to those motherfuckers in a second. But it's... I'm not saying that children aren't a blessing or they aren't wonderful or that
Let's
they can't like be
the
greatest
blessing.
Thing. Okay, I'm not saying that raising a child cannot be fulfilling. It's just not for everyone. And it doesn't mean that I hate your kids automatically.
Right.
Yeah, kids are great. I just want to be able to, like, if I'm going to hang out with someone's five-year-old and play Barbies or play Transformers, I want to be able to hand them back at the end of the day.
Yeah, you want to rent
exhausting.
A kid.
Exactly. That's fine. Actually, what I would rather have, it's like, you know, the old the joke that guys will, like, take a kid to the park to pick up chicks. If you're going to do that, just do it with a dog.
I don't think that would work. Yeah, I don't think that would work now.
Oh, no, girls that are baby crazy love a guy who's good with kids.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to be with a girl that's baby crazy. That sounds like a bad idea.
Well, you're smarter than you look.
Wow. Fucking now we're getting somewhere. Going back to what you said a minute ago, though, about... people who, or no, you said, like, how we get here, like, the whole existential, it's fascinating.
It's crazy.
But I wanted to share, I sent Sheer a meme on, I think it was Twitter yesterday or today, where it said, it was like, it was, you know, God talking and angels talking. So the first thing was God, he's like, I have created man. And the angels were like, no, you took that perfectly, what was the fucking thing? It was like, you took that perfectly made monkey.
You fucked up anxiety. A perfectly good monkey is what you did. Look at it. It's got anxiety.
Like that
I've
is,
seen that,
like,
yeah.
That is definitely, like, how it's I view true. The world if it was created. Whatever.
And not to mention, like, the current state of things. Like, I know us as a civilized society have had our ups and downs. But to the way that things are right now, I don't know if bringing a kid into the world right now would be brave or completely idiotic considering the state of things.
Well, that's funny because Stephen Hawking just said a few days ago that the world's going to end with, in 100 years. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about that, and they were like, I read the article, it was like three generations, and I was like, let's see, three generations. That would be my great grandkids. I wouldn't really care. Like, I don't plan on having children. Mm-hmm. For many reasons.
Yeah. I don't think anybody in this table is, actually.
I don't think...
I can't have kids. I had a vasectomy.
Smart.
Very smart.
I mean, I just don't want... I mean, that, like, that whole thing doesn't bother me. Like, getting, like, guys like, I would never get a vasectomy. Like, guys who don't want to have kids, I'm like, then get a vasectomy. They're like, I'm not getting my balls. And it's like, you're a fucking moron.
Well, here's the double standard that pisses me off. You, how easily did you get your vasectomy?
All right.
Well, I don't need, like, a play-by-play and what your junk looks like, but, like, you know, as far as the steps to actually
get... I think you told this story before.
Okay,
You can abridge it.
I can... No, I'll go over it again. Basically...
Let's talk about your dick.
Yeah. Let's talk about my dick.
It's mostly the vas deferens.
Have you ever wondered what a hamster would look like if it was going through chemotherapy? It's pretty much my dick. All right. So, basically, this was 2009, I think I got my vasectomy done. It might have been 2008. I think it was 2009. So what was required, because I had an HMO, I got a referral to a urologist. To get that referral to a urologist, my primary care physician asked me several times, are you sure? Mm-hmm. They generally don't like to give vasectomies to people that don't have any biological kids. And I said, well... I am currently raising a stepchild, and my girlfriend at the time was past 35. So being on birth control and smoking mm-hmm. increased your risk for heart disease. So I had to go in there with all this ammunition because I know a lot of people that they're in their 20s.
Don't laugh at ammunition.
I mean, come on, put two and two together. You're talking about your dick?
I thought it, but I didn't giggle like you did.
I'm a fucking adult child. I'm pretty sure I've said that to you on Twitter before.
Which is why you should not be raising children. You are a smart man. Go ahead.
Yeah. But basically, so I go in, the initial consult with the urologist is basically they show you a video explaining to you what's going to happen to you, and they really try to drill it into you that this is permanent. It is reversible, mm-hmm. but the reversal is not covered by most insurances because most fertility treatments are not. So it's like, mm-hmm. are you sure this is what you want to do? And I'm like, yes. You know, I am raising a child right now. My girlfriend cannot like be on birth control anymore. This is what's best for me. So that entire first visit and the video they showed me was out of date because it was scarier than the actual procedure that they did because they were still showing like you getting knocked out and them doing the full like slicing your balls open and yanking it out. Like that's what scares people away from vasectomies mm-hmm. is that, you know, you're getting knocked out and having your balls cut open. And
I feel like Rick Moranis in Spaceballs, which no pun intended. Where he's like, fast forward to this part. In fact, never watch this again.
Yeah. So they showed me that, but that's not what happened. The next appointment, they schedule you on a Friday, and you're ready to go back to work on Monday.
But the point I'm trying to make is, though, they did ask you, are you sure? But you were eventually able to get it done,
yes.
Correct? I have a friend, my podcast partner, in fact, who is a grown-ass woman, knows she does not want to reproduce, had a female doctor and everything. And she was still saying, are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you haven't had any kids yet. We don't feel like it's appropriate to do this procedure. It's just, since when are we as adults that are coherent?
Can't make our own fucking decisions.
Exactly. And we're trying to actually, this sounds like so hippy-dippy, but we're trying to actually like better the planet. Because
mm-hmm.
we
you can tell yourself whatever you want.
Well, it's actually too, if you think about it, I don't know many people in the millennial age gap that can afford to have a kid. Think about how much money you spend on diapers. And then if those diapers aren't cloth, they go to waste in a landfill. Yeah. And you're just taking up more space. And I mean, the studies they've done on how much money it costs to raise a kid, can you imagine like what countries you could go visit, the house you could buy? I mean, if it's what you want, by all means. Like I have to remember
from birth to 18, I think it's like $1.7 million.
Something outrageous.
Like, go fuck yourself.
But then you put college on top of that. Like, if they want to go.
They
or
can
if
put
would
themselves in fucking college.
You've heard of stripping, right?
Go make daddy proud. Get me another beer. No, I wouldn't demean my daughter.
No, I mean,
that's... I was thinking your son. But...
You don't need another beer. There's literally three within arm's length of you.
That one's empty.
Oh, is it? Okay, mm-hmm. You got a dead soldier.
Are you calling me a fucking alcoholic? I met you 20 fucking minutes ago. She's called me ugly. She's called me stupid and called me an alcoholic.
It's like she's known you forever.
I can't argue. I mean, I really can't.
I mean, when you
messaged me. At least I'm fucking entertaining.
When you messaged me online, I just got this feeling like I knew you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. That's not a good thing. That doesn't sound creepy. No. And creepy now. That's four things. Great.
She was being the creepy one for once.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, girls can be creepy too, man.
Yeah.
I'm fully
She's
aware.
One of the guys.
She's just one of the guys.
If you don't know how many times
we pissed all of them off.
Yeah,
that's a pun.
Mm.
But since all...
I just got it.
Thank you.
You're the worst.
That was funny though.
It was funny. I'm just letting you know that's what's gonna happen.
That's fine.
But I mean, like back in the day though, people would. There was a bigger chance that if you had a kid, they wouldn't live past, you know, whatever age because of the way medicine
was. You mean like the 1800s where they might not make it past eight?
Exactly. It was like most people, I think in the 1800s, had around six kids where only like four or three of them would make it. That's it. It's true.
I would have liked to have been a comic back then. That would have been fucking great. Just like somebody comes in and gives you shit, and you're just like, oh, well, your kid's dead. You're a fucking terrible parent.
I wouldn't open with that, but yeah.
No, I get the room on my side, and then I just destroy
it. That's when you get heckled by some pilgrim. You're like, hey, half your kids are dead.
How many of your kids made it over on the Mayflower?
Which ones died from the plague? Oh, almost all of them?
Which ones died in England, and which one died here?
I love this. Jordan's period accurate comedy is now. All your kids are dead. Actually, your kids are dead.
Drunk history is perfect for you. You would do very well in drunk history.
I actually, before that was like a big thing, like when they first started doing it, I think it was funnyordie.com was originally like, and my buddy Max Stern, he filmed me one. I mean, we were at a party at his house. This was like 7-8 years ago. We were at a party at his place. And he wanted me to, what the fuck, he wanted me to tell a story. I can't remember what it was, but for years he had it, and every once in a while he would bust it out. And like, I can't remember what the fuck it was, like what I was trying to, it was the Civil War, and I was trying to explain racism in the Civil War. And I nailed it, but I was fucking drunk. And I think drunk history would be good for me.
I kind of have to like preemptively plug this. The next episodes we're doing on my podcast, one of them, my podcast partner, she had her wisdom teeth out. And she was absolutely loopy and doped up. And so she just basically started to explain and quote the whole episode while she was on a bunch of Novocaine and Lord knows what. But it's interesting. It's going to go up on our Tumblr.
She got her wisdom teeth out. They either gave her Vicodin or Percocet.
Well, I don't know. She had like just come out of it too, but
oh no, that's not gonna like the anesthesia. That is not gonna help.
She was loopy as fuck, but it's hilarious. Oh yeah, so that's one of those videos that like if you have a bad day, you can just like bust it out. And
you guys are releasing that one?
I think it's gonna go up on our Tumblr because the episodes we're reviewing next are in correlation to what she was talking about. Plus, it's hilarious.
Yeah. Do you want to explain for a second what your podcast is about?
No. Yeah, sure.
I like her. Great, we're going to move on because I don't give a shit now.
Well, I'll throw it in really quick. It's called Two Chicks in the Plural of Apocalypse. Basically, once the new administration took hold, we figured how the hell are we going to get through the next 4 years? So my friend Stephanie, who has seen all of the show Supernatural, which I had seen none of, she was like, all right, I want to get you into the fandom. I want you to like... let's start a project about this because I want to see what you think of it. So since January, I have been reviewing episodes. We're now halfway through season 3. And we do fun little things like where she tries to have me guess what the next episode is about. And we just kind of like talk character development and plot, things we hate, things we like.
No, I dug it. I listened to...
Oh, thanks.
It was the one you mentioned us on, which I just thought was really funny. Okay. It's like I have a knack for that shit, where I'm just like, oh, wait, they talk about me on this, so I need to listen to it. And you didn't talk about me.
Anytime Jordan gets talked about anywhere, his ears perk up.
Oh, I'm like a fucking teenage girl. I love it.
Oh, I went to the Lousy Weather Media basement show, and people that I had never met before knew me from the internet, and I felt like a goddamn celebrity.
Isn't it?
I immediately called like my mom. I was so excited. So
somebody knows me. Like, yeah, I know.
But, yeah, I mean, we...
No, it's a good... You guys have a really good rapport.
Oh, like, thanks. You got,
like,
yeah.
And, like, you guys actually tell the... I think you guys tell the story of how you met on the episode I listened to, which I thought was very, very interesting.
The fact that we were stalking Joss Whedon on Twitter?
Internet friends. Yeah, that's interesting. I don't think I've ever met somebody from the internet.
Nobody?
I mean, I have 650 friends on Facebook. I don't like 40 people. Like, and like my family, definitely not, like, not even them. So it's like, you're really getting into a pigeonhole here, you know? So I've never cultivated a friendship on the internet.
I honestly,
that's not true. Okay, Cupid, that's fucked. I lied right there.
Does that count?
I don't know. Kind I don't of. Want it to. I want to forget about it.
Kind of.
But there are a lot of people that you can meet from the internet. Speaking of people.
She's good. I'll give her that. She keeps bringing it back.
Well, I mean, I'm supposed to be angry here, so let's get everybody pissed off about the fact. So we already hit the billion mark, and then we add a billion other people to the planet about every 12 years, and every single year it's 220,000. Think about Think about all the resources, all the space they have to.
That's adding 2/3 of Cleveland to the world every year.
I mean, yeah. That's already too much. I'm not. Can you just think about like what the world would be like if no babies were born for a year, mm-hmm. just 1 year?
They made a movie about that.
Oh yeah, that fucking
Children of Men.
Yeah, I keep meaning to watch that because of that single shot in the car.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, but I mean, I was gonna say imagine what that world is like, but I guess Children of Men already imagined.
I was gonna say imagine what that world's like, but somebody already did.
And brilliantly, I've heard
it was probably I think it was the guy who wrote The Road. I think is the same dude who wrote
McCormick.
I think Cormac McCarthy.
I don't think that's who it was.
No,
I know it was Alfonso Cuarón.
Oh, okay, then I was wrong. Go ahead.
But still, I mean, it's and the amount of money spent just being born. There was a video on Vox about hospital bills and everything that goes into making sure that a baby comes out healthy, which is important. But at the same time, who can afford it?
I mean, I've said this before on the podcast, I'm pretty sure before, Jeremy, but when I broke my arm a few years ago, 3 days, $52,000.
Jesus. Yeah.
That's not, I think it probably cost
me. Why didn't you just like put like a long like ruler under it and bandage it up and you just, you got like a wing for a while.
My entire arm inflamed about 3 times the size that it was for 2 days.
Do you have pictures?
not of that, but I can show you the bone break.
If it's actually clear out of your arm, I'll pass.
No. It was the way I knew it was broke. My car was flipped over, and I went to go brace myself. You know, I'm a bigger guy. I went to go brace myself on the street, and my arm just bent like rubber. Oh. So that's how I knew it was broke.
Yeah.
So I had a friend when I was starting to watch wrestling. They were like, "Hey, watch this guy, Psycho Sid."
Sid Vicious.
Ugh. So gross. I think it's when he broke his leg or something.
I was like,
why didn't you warn me, you assholes?
Yeah, well, that's part of the gig.
I know.
But as far as what it costs for maternity care, it's around $100,000. But that is what the hospital charges, not necessarily what they get. The other thing you have to keep in mind with that is pretty much, if you are a pregnant woman in the United States and you don't have the ability to pay, someone will make sure you get on Medicaid.
Mm-hmm. That's what they did to me. But I'm not a woman and I didn't have a kid.
Yeah, well, that thanks Obama.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Actually, thank you.
No, I did when I broke my arm. And you remember when and I was like, hey, I don't have to pay for this. Thanks, Obama. No, literally.
Yeah.
Thanks, Obama.
I know it was like an easy joke for many, many years, but honestly, I mean,
we
had a good guy.
He did nothing but help people like us.
Yeah, I still have Medicaid. Thanks.
I like that Hawaiian Muslim a lot.
He's really good at windsurfing. Did you see him?
Yeah, he's
okay. Let's get opinion from men about this.
Opinion.
Yes. I haven't heard that joke for fucking ever.
Ah, yes.
You're funny.
I know.
All right, should birth control should be available over the counter, yay or nay?
Absolutely, agree on that? Fucking doubt.
All right, it's complicated only because I think you should talk to a doctor to make sure you're on the right birth control.
That's a good point.
Just because, you know, there are hormonal and non-hormonal options, and you should know about drug interactions.
Very true. I mean, pharmacists will be able to help you with that. But since it's been around since the 60s and proven generally safe, I mean, you can take too much Tylenol and be in trouble. But
yeah.
Never done that before.
No, never.
I don't recommend it. Your liver's already having a hard time there.
Yeah. Look at that. She's mothering you already.
How old are you?
29.
All right, we're the same fucking age. Lay off. When's your birthday?
January.
What day?
18th.
I'm older. Fuck off.
Not by much.
No, literally by 14 days. By 2 weeks, I'm older.
Guys, I've already got my fingers crossed I'm invited back. I got to
find out. Oh, no. Normally, I tell every guest they're invited back. You're pissing me off.
Pissing off Jordan with Pinion.
Jeremy's new podcast.
I'm here to talk about how much I cannot fucking stand Jordan.
I honestly wouldn't be surprised. I've been waiting. This is just like, was this all a red herring? Was too many kids a red herring? That's a segue. You're fucking welcome.
All right, well... Seeing as you guys are pretty whip smart, here's some easy fodder.
You mean woke?
Which they just added to the dictionary for some.
Are you fucking serious?
I'm serious. They
all right, now we're not woke anymore.
No. You're looking at it the wrong way, Jordan. You need to get a hold of Webster and get our pictures in the fucking dictionary.
Next to woke?
Next to woke. Woke.
Yes.
This podcast is sponsored by Webster's Dictionary. please don't sue us. So, the Duggars.
Yeah.
These people. These quiverful people. They are the people who do not believe in contraception or birth control.
Oh, they're the crazy weirdo Christians?
Yeah, the 19 kids and counting people.
Oh, wipe them off the planet.
Who think every kid is a blessing. Now, given these people are able to feed their kids and sustain their existence... by selling themselves to that TV show when they had it. But really? Isn't necessary?
Isn't that the family where like where the older brothers or older like we're molesting the fucking kids?
Yes, that's actually a note in here. The notion that their idea behind sexuality and being straight up about things like the human body and reproduction. Like, there's so many kids that they, like, forget to give the birds and the bees talk to one of them, the Josh kid, because he ended up...
I've never seen that show in my life, but...
Well, you're not missing anything.
No,
but
I'm sure.
When they ended up in the news, it was one of the older brothers who had at one point, you know, molested, I guess, his sisters.
God damn.
And first of all, if he was an only child, he wouldn't have any sisters to molest. Boom, nailed it. Secondly...
Good point.
Secondly, it's the unhealthy idea that they're this repressed, God fearing, like that's not that mindset does not help the rest of us.
No.
There is, yeah, okay, great. Children are this lovely gift. Fine, we'll go with that.
Mm-hmm.
But
I guess
not. If you're a poor kid, you only get so many gifts at Christmas. You don't need 19 gifts and counting.
No,
you don't. It's
no,
just
you don't.
I don't. They didn't need
counting anymore. It's just like 19 gifts. We have 19 kids, right?
And you know what? This is probably gonna put me on the shit list for a lot of people. But the last kid that was going to be joining their family, they lost. Okay, that's take that as a sign, guys. Hang
Talk about a blessing.
Yeah,
there's a limit to your women are not fucking brood sows. This is not The Handmaid's Tale. This is not Children of Men. Hopefully,
yeah. Well, man, so you said three kids is too many.
I think three kids is where you should cap it. Replace your spouse.
Absolutely cap it. But I think two is the perfect amount. Because you can have one, raise it, have another one semi-close to its age, like settle into that one being there, have the other one so that one has a buddy.
Okay, yeah.
And then like the third one, no, you don't fucking need a third one. You don't need it. Right there, you cut off one kid from every fucking dumbass two people that have two. Right there, you probably drastically decrease the amount of people we have in this world that... need to be wiped off the planet anyway.
They say the average household now has 2.5 kids. Where the hell does the half come from?
They don't treat autistic kids as full people.
Oh, God.
I guess.
Are they talking about... Oh, yeah. I was told I'm not allowed to say retards anymore.
Yeah.
It's not PC, but the First Amendment protects you, so do as you will.
Yeah, but I like listeners. yeah. Continue.
Well, I also have to take into account that the idea behind feminism is that even though you may not like someone's choices they make as a woman, you have to respect them because you should be supporting them, making their choices, and living their own life. However, on YouTube last night, I found another quiverful family. And the mom had a degree in mathematics, brilliant lady, very smart. And when asked how she put that to use by the interviewer, she said, I got married and multiplied. Right? Right? You're a brilliant mind. You could use this degree to engineer something great and to benefit the world, and instead you're
she
just
made
literally
a stupid fucking joke, and she should be shot. Yeah.
I'm not mad at her for having the multiplication kids. It's the bad math joke. By the way, if you want to see what that looked like, there's that one, and then there's the one right above it.
Yeah, that's...
You were the elephant man in this X-ray.
That's fine.
All right. You're the X-ray. Come back. Oh, hey.
He's off to cry.
I was going to say, do I host this podcast now, too?
Well.
I mean, I'm not angry about a lot of shit, but I'll just let you lead the way.
All right.
I'll be your Robin to your Howard.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I will. I actually don't listen to Howard Stern, but and somebody who I don't always agree with either, but actually, oddly enough, the Friday before we did this, had a whole segment about it. Bill Maher did something on Real Time last Friday about people who are having way too many kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of nice to hear somebody talk about it because population control is a problem. Actually, my best friend I went to high school with was a gay guy. And he said to me once, doesn't anyone ever just think that being gay is a natural way to we've evolved for population control?
Man, that would be something if that's what it was, but that suggests intelligent design.
Huh. All
right. Like, well, how are the chemicals supposed to form in, you know, everything? It's like there are too many kids in the world, so a signal goes into somebody's uterus like, make a faggot. I don't.
Oh, wait, there it is. The numbers are shooting up.
Yeah. I don't understand that. I totally, it seems like one of those things like, well, no, we're just explaining something that already happened.
I don't understand is how do you have 19 kids and one of them's not fucking gay? Like, I mean, obviously a lot of them are still really young, but like those people base their Christian faith bullshit, whatever. Like, how, I can't wait until one of those kids comes out.
Oh God, that'd be the best one.
Like, I'm gay and I was molested by my brother. Like, I mean, that sucks. It's a terrible thing, and I'm not trying to make light of that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. Babe, you can hear the diction in my voice. I was not making light
of
that.
You know what would make me happiest? If not only if one of the Duggar kids was gay, but if more than one of them was gay, and they decided that instead
she was going to say incest. I was like, fuck, dude.
But since they're gay, they actually do the planet a favor and adopt the kids that are already here that need homes instead of, you know.
I like how we're shipping Duggar kids together now.
Well, I mean, like, no, because that's not out of the realm of possibilities, because look at Fred Phelps' granddaughter. Like, she defected from that church finally. And she was like I'm a big Kevin Smith fan. He talked about it for years that, like, she would stay in contact with him. And then when she defected, she fucking hit him up and was just like, I'm not sure what to do, but like, I know that this isn't right anymore. And I'm like, we need more people like her. Like, thank fucking somebody that she's thinking properly.
And I mean,
after being brainwashed her entire fucking life.
I did end up reading her book, which was interesting. But the great thing about this country is if you want to have religious freedom, it's there, you could practice, that's fine. But when your religion says, yes, make as many human beings as possible, I gotta call bullshit. I gotta say, okay, somebody stop them. Apply the brakes.
Now, if I may play devil's advocate here for a second.
Don't take my job.
Can you do it in an Al Pacino voice?
No.
Ah, damn. Okay,
Ralph Garman could.
He could. Ooh.
I can't do an Al Pacino voice. It's a whole thing.
Okay. Continue.
Great ass!
But.
Exactly.
What?
Guys, I quit. I'm quitting halfway through.
What about the argument that says if you have the resources available to you, you should be able to have as many kids as you want?
No. No.
I see exactly where someone would argue that, but if they're smart with their resources, they would donate it to people that are already alive and on this planet and in poverty and need help. Replace your spouse, and if you have the extra funds, like, put it towards a charity, put it towards the Syrian refugee, like, people that are already here. We don't need any more people here. I'm finally getting angry. We don't need any more people here.
On the planet or in America? Because now you're starting to sound like a Trump supporter.
Build that wall. Keep them babies out.
Oh, God. Because
there is plenty of room in America for more people.
Well, we do have like entire stretches of land that are just like completely fucking empty. So I'll give it that. I had my German exchange student friend who was here who lived with us in high school.
Nazi.
No, not true. She's very lovely. But she would say it would take so long for us to like drive from one place to another. She's like, yeah, it takes a long time to get to like where you're going because Germany's much smaller. Mm-hmm. But thinking about how much extra land is here, it's like, okay, bring me your poor, your huddled masses. Like there can be space for people here. Just don't. Just quit. Quit making people.
I was waiting for it to be like, just don't be Syrian.
You know what? I've already.
You can call me all the names you want to. You're racist.
I've already assumed some things about you. So go. That's all right. You're allowed to tear me down.
One. And we still got like a half hour to go.
Fuck.
Yeah, so.
I mean, so yeah, if you've got the resources, but I guess part of it is acknowledging that you think this is a problem in the first place, which a lot of people don't. It doesn't even cross their minds every day. Like, I don't sit around at work in between phone calls thinking about, you know, how can I shrink the population other than with my shrink.
Don't you work in a pharmacy? I got plenty of ideas.
I can show you proof that you've thought about how to shrink the population one asshole at a time.
Listen, I don't prescribe the opioids. I just dish them out, which is a problem, too.
And you can't talk.
It's all right. That's two on me. Go ahead. Keep on going. But... I don't know anyone who like calls me up and goes, you know what I was thinking about or what I had a dream about last night? It was like, everyone stop making babies. Like, it's not a common everyday thought. Common everyday thought is like, okay, get up. What the fuck am I eating? Make sure I get to work on time. But if you actually sit back, I don't know. Like, do you feel that this, any of you, is a like an actual problem right now, especially with things like global warming and the fact that we throw so much
food away.
Too many
people are fucking breathing.
Trust me, I've tried to stop.
I mean, part of the reason I got a vasectomy was because I don't think there needs to be any... I don't need to make any more fucking people. But, and, you know, frankly, I'd better off using what limited resources I have to help the people that are already here.
I'm not
narcissistic enough to think that my genetics are going to make the next great mind that's going to save the world.
And that's where we differ.
Ah, so that's why you haven't got your vasectomy yet.
Right. I'm just waiting to make the best kid ever. Because, I mean, everybody tells me there should not be a mini-me running around. I don't want kids, but people not wanting me to have a kid
makes me
want to have a kid.
Just be like, fuck you, the world's getting worse.
Because my nephew, there's another picture I could show you. My nephew's 5 now. He's awesome. I fucking love him. He's a shithead. He's terribly behaved.
They all are at 5.
Yeah, and he's terribly behaved. But he has these like blocks that are like red, yellow, and blue. And they're like cardboard. I'll show you the picture. But he was like 2 or 3. And my aunt, I call him my nephew. He's technically my cousin, but whatever. She walks in the room, and I had a like circular graveyard of inverted crosses built around him. And she walked in. My aunt's not religious at all. She hates religion. And she was just like, fuck. She's like, this is what you're gonna teach him? I'm like, uh-huh.
You're gonna teach your kid to hail Satan. That's good.
But I mean, and then you've got someone like myself, who I didn't realize I had autoimmune issues until I was about maybe 22. And before then, I, like many women my age, have like picked out names and thought about how great, you know, maybe have a little girl, and that's, I mean, that's still fine if what you want to do is that. But knowing that I could bring a person into this world that may have the same health issues as I do, don't think I could deal with that, nor would I want that on my shoulders. Which, my instinct is to feel kind of selfish about it, but I have to be straight up with myself and anybody who asks. I don't want my kid to have health problems. I can't afford the kid, and I'm tired all the time anyways because my health issues.
Fun.
I don't want to like put a damper on the fun. I mean, there's a whole lot to do on this weird fucking planet that we're on.
Right.
And some people, that's all they want to do is be parents. Good. Okay, that's fine. Stop at 2, max 3.
All right. Max. So we have to ask this question because I'm sure we'll get messages if we don't.
Boxers.
All right. We'll knock that off the list for...
No. When anyone preempts a question, I always assume it's going to be boxers or briefs. Nope. So I just finish it. Go ahead.
I just assume because you have an autoimmune disorder, it depends.
Wait, do you shit yourself a lot?
No. No. I am very dependable, though.
She is very dependable. Oh, and I've told you that many times.
Yeah.
China had the one-child policy,
mm-hmm.
and they're still growing. So it didn't work, partially, and it also led to the death of a lot of baby girls.
Mm-hmm.
That is unfortunate.
So with that have already happened, how do you enforce a three-child rule?
The problem with this is I don't know if you can. Other than putting birth control in the water, I don't think it'll ever happen, to be honest. There's probably, you know, I daydream a lot and in this utopia.
Yeah.
there are less scumbags like us. But I don't think it would happen. I think more people need to actually just step back and think about what the repercussions of it are, and also to not be so flippant about I don't want to say be flippant about hooking up or having sex in general, but like there has to be steps taken. Everybody cannot just can't just go by plan B. You have to like have the plan A,
mm-hmm.
you know? And if you're on birth control too, wear a condom on top of that. Like make every step necessary.
You're a bad person.
All this condom talk.
You wouldn't have to. Oh, look, there are all the upside down crosses.
All this condom talk is making me angry.
Want to know what I hate? Well,
but you know, again, if there were doctors that would actually, if you're a grown ass person and your doctor will not listen to your reproductive wishes, then we're going to have this overpopulation problem, because there is always a chance if you have sex that you could get pregnant. I mean, how many people have you met in your lifetime that are like, "Oops, we're having a kid"?
Too many.
Yeah. A lot. See.
You know, I've also met some people that, you know, that little mistake changed their life for the better. But it's because they were willing to shift the focus in their lives from themselves to their children, mm-hmm. which is key to being a good parent. One of the problems that I came to realize as I was, you know, raising my daughter was that I didn't shift my focus all the way. And I think it was a disservice to her that I did that. So if that's one of the things that really drove me to getting the vasectomy, was because, you know, I have my aspirations that I have to, you know, work towards.
That's what's important to you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I can be there in like the I am the male authority figure sense, but, you know, I didn't shift my priorities all the way to...
Did you just assume your own gender?
Yeah.
Damn it.
I did. Can I not do that anymore?
No.
Oh, God damn it.
You can't assume your own gender.
Right. Jeremy identifies as male. Please respect his wishes.
Witch hunt!
That is he.
But, no, I mean, I agree with you. Like, the thing is, like, I mean, we make jokes and shit, and, yeah. like, I come from a huge family. I'm the third oldest cousin out of, like, 40 at this fucking point.
Oh yeah,
I know, it's disgusting. I think it's gross, but I barely talk to my family anyway. There's many reasons for that. But, like, to me, like, my aunt, like, the one I was just talking about, she was like, "You would be a great father. My mom thinks I would be a good dad. Like, my dad thinks I'd be a good dad." And they're like, why haven't you had a kid? And I'm just like, I mean, I don't mean to say it like this to sound narcissistic, but I'm too selfish. Like,
yeah.
There's too many things I want out of this life for myself that I don't know if I could focus my entire energy. I can't even have a dog.
But recognizing that is important, because if you were ever in the, it's, you at least know that, so that you can take the steps not to have a, like people who aren't quite sure what they want or think it like might be a good idea or like any of those, like everyone had that one girl in high school who like could not wait to like dress up her kids and like be a
mom. No, I know that girl. She has six kids now.
Oh God, why?
I don't know. I don't talk to her.
Oh, does she need a pack of Yas? Can I like nick one for her? And there's like three different dads
too, which like do what you want. I don't care. That's not my problem. But like, gee, I like when I saw that she just requested to be my friend on Facebook maybe a month ago. And I was like, why the fuck did she hit me up? And I looked. I was like, fucking A. Never mind.
New DNA is needed.
No. That's not even what I was thinking.
Feed the machine.
Like, I was just like, why
do... Feed the baby machine with your hot man goo. Oh,
God. You make it sound so attractive.
Yeah, well, that's... I'm here to remind people that sex is gross. Allie can be empowering. She can inspire and be sex positive. It's... You're being gross.
Sex is funny because mm-hmm. like when you think about it without actually like realizing how stupid it is, you're like, oh, this is great, it's so hot, this is so much fun to do. But then like if you actually think about how ridiculous you look mm-hmm. and the whole process of it, yeah. it's absurd that we get pleasure from it.
No, the last girl that like I had a thing with, the one time we were laying in bed afterwards, and she was just like, if you think about it, sex is kind of gross. And I was like, what do you mean? And she like explained her point, pretty much what you're saying. Like, if you think about it from like a big picture aspect, like what you look like yeah. doing it, how you're exchanging fluids and saying it like that. Yeah, it's gross. But like, I immediately like went on the like defensive and I was like, well, wait a second, are you calling what we just did gross? Like, and she was like, no, she's like, but it is like, what you're doing is disgusting, but you don't think about it at that time. I'm like, I don't think of it that way. But.
I don't remember who said it, but the funniest thing that I either heard or read was that if we put each other's genitals in our mouths and we're totally cool with it, but if you're eating a banana and you get to the brown part, you eat around that shit. You don't ever put that in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's not human.
I used to think like when I was fucking would be gross, and then like, I had people watch, and that kind of changed my mind.
I did my best not to do a spit take just then, because I do love a good spit take, but I did not expect you to say that.
Yeah, well,
I've lived done a lot weirder shit than I have, man.
Yeah. At Shear. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, I've lived a weird life.
At Dirty Shear.
At Dirty Shear. I was in a funeral home. It was a converted funeral home. It still had the cremation furnace in the basement. And
I really wanted to get off.
Kinky.
Well, I mean, yes, basically. I really wanted to get off, but this guy like said, you can use my room. And then we went in there. He's like, I'm going to watch. And I'm like, okay. And then he got really into it. So
I would not be comfortable with that.
Do we have a sound drop for like crickets right after he finishes that story? Because I don't know what to say.
Yeah, you never thought about watching me fuck before so right now. That's all
no,
it is.
No, pretty much nope. What Shear's saying is, the Undertaker watched you fuck.
Yeah.
Can we sound drop dong?
Was it very like foggy and misty?
Were there druids? Tell me there were druids.
I mean, now I know what I'm into. I want druids watch. Yeah.
I will not play the part of Paul Bearer for you. I am not that fat anymore.
Oh, God damn it. I was hoping you'd carry the urn.
Can you be Kane then? Could be his cane.
I could be Kane. I do wear enough red and black. I could be Kane.
Get the stringy hair.
Look, now she's telling me to wear a mask.
I mean, she knows what's best for your career.
Fuck both of you. This was the worst idea I've ever had.
Well, and then I'll get a call at 3 a.m. from him, and he's like, hey, can you be my manager? I like your ideas. I always like to throw in a drunk hiccup sound effect.
Jordan put himself in the, what do they call that? The furnace? Do they call it a people furnace?
They do now.
Or do they call it just like James from Ringworm, a human furnace?
I don't know. It's just a cremation furnace.
I'd ask my dad, but he's in an urn.
You didn't scatter him. You keep him around.
A little bit of him. Yeah. A little bit. But right. my sister's got
a little bit here, a little bit there.
Yeah.
He liked a lot of places.
But I don't know. I kind of wonder sometimes if what my dad would have been like as a grandpa. He's been gone for about 5 years now. And, you know, I still kind of think about it, but at the same time, he and I didn't get along, so I don't know why he would get along with my kid.
Yeah.
But
that's weird. That's weird, though, because my dad and his father had a terrible relationship. He beat my dad and all that shit. We don't have a great relationship, but we don't have a bad relationship. Like, my grandfather on my father's side is guilty. Every time he sees me, he fucking just throws money at me. Because, like, he feels bad, which I'm fine with. Like, I have no connection to you anyway,
dude. If I dress like you for Halloween, do you think he's old enough and senile that he'll just give me money?
He'd probably try to fuck you. That's my grandfather.
If I looked like you?
I don't think you're going to be able to pull that off.
Oh, I think we know what we're doing for Halloween.
Nope.
I gotta know.
No, we already know what we're doing for Halloween. I'm going to be Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah, well, Allie can be you.
That is going to be so degrading to me. Why is it always about women and being degrading to them? That's degrading to me. She's going to stuff pillows in her shirt.
Actually,
she's going to walk around with like a double chin all night. That's not fucking cool.
Okay, of course you can.
Everyone will know that I can't go with him. He's got bigger tits than me.
Oh. You do.
Wow. No, it's all right. I'm going to let you just like one good slug in my face.
We talked about this already.
What? No online. Fighting?
I don't hit women.
Oh, that's yep. That's right. Very upstanding women. Of you. Everything I've said tonight warrants a punch in the face.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we change hearts and minds, dude, with this podcast.
Yeah, and mine's fucking starting to change. Next is gonna be like, all right, we're done having guests. You want to know what Jordan hates? Women.
Although that is very upstanding of you to say, and I actually think that, and I said this to you.
She's like pussy.
Hit me, faggot.
No, I said, and I believe this too. If anybody attacks you or assaults you, you're more within your right to hit them back, no matter what gender or how they identify. Nah. But knowing that you have that moral, it would be really nice if you raised other dudes to think that way. Because
I mean, I would do. I mean, like, yeah. I hate to call it old school because, like, that's not a bad term by any means these days, but like people are like, oh, you know, blah, blah, you view women this way. It's like, no, I just was, I don't even say, like, because I'll say it, I don't care. My dad and my parents have been married for 32 years this year.
That's how long a sentence is?
Yeah, right? I mean, they've been, like, they have the most, my parents have the most warped fucking relationship on the planet. For whatever reason, they love each other. I don't get why. I thought they should have got divorced when I was like six, before my other sister was born. Luckily, none of my siblings listen to this. But I thought that they should have gotten divorced just because their relationship's so fucked up. But I saw what how my father treated my mother. And my mother's not a saint by any means. She's a saint for staying with him. Like, he never hit her or anything like that, but, like, verbally, just terrible.
Yeah.
And, like, that's why, like, one of my mom's favorite things about me is, like, how I treat women. Because, like, I can get super fucking mad, and I'll blow up, and I'll yell, but I would, like, it would never resort to, like, me calling anybody, like, a cunt or, like, a bitch. Yeah. Like, as much as I would like to, sometimes I'm like, I don't know what's morally in me, like what that switch is, but I can't bring myself to do it.
It's one way or the other. If you're a child and you're watching a relationship that is abusive, either verbally or physically, you can go one or two ways. It's the same thing with whatever you're handling.
You can fall under the same.
Yeah, or you can be like, okay, no, this is wrong. I'm not going to do this. I have a friend who I was talking with him one time, and he said he wanted to have a little girl. And I was like, you know, that's normally not, he's not really like the macho guy anyways, but he said he wanted to have a little girl and he knew he wanted to name her Evelyn. And I was like, you know, why do you have this kind of vision for yourself in the future? And he said it's because he wanted to raise a woman who respects herself and doesn't take any shit. And that's strong and independent.
Like, I would rather have a girl than a boy for that reason, just to be like, I want to raise fucking Wonder Woman. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I want to do. If I had a child, which, more likely than not going to happen. But
snip,
like,
snip, buddy. Snip,
I snip. Would rather, yeah. No, and I probably will at some point. I mean, up until about, a year ago, I couldn't afford. Up until 2 months ago, I didn't have fucking health care.
Well, since this is the anti-condom crowd, I might as well just get a pair of well, I was going to say shears, but never mind.
Yes. You just did the Jewish rabbi thing, too.
I did.
You did I think I've got a video of it somewhere, but one of my favorite Sad Boy skits is when you are the guys getting everybody into heaven and you become like the full rabbi caricature. Yeah. It's my favorite thing in the world.
Mine is still the Godfather one. That's my favorite sketch.
I'm trying to remember that one.
I don't think you came to that show.
Have you not? Where Shear plays the Godfather and he's like Godfather, like Corleone Godfather.
No, I missed it.
Oh, it's fucking great. Is there a video of that?
We're doing that at the next show at Brothers Lounge, which is Sunday, July 23rd. Doors at 8, show at 9, $5. That event will be up on Facebook soon, but the Godfather sketch that they're talking about will be in that show.
It's good. I don't want to spoil it, so.
I don't know if I can make that show because I'll be laying flowers at the tomb of Johnny Pretzels. May he rest in peace.
We miss Johnny. Oh. Never mind.
Listen to Second Shot, everybody. I was on it once.
Second Shot podcast. Available on iTunes, SoundCloud, all those things. But, all right. So.
She's got more notes.
Oh, no. I mean, I kind of hit them all
did
already.
Did you? All right, good. Wow. I think that's the first time we've ever let somebody hit all their notes.
I just got it in general. You know, I did some research last night. But
it's good to do research for this because it's important that your hatred is thorough. So yeah. You explain yourself.
So I highly recommend anyone listening to Google how many fucking people there are in the world and then not add to it.
Yeah.
And that's all.
I respect that.
Yeah. There's a lot you can do for the people here.
Exactly.
If you're narcissistic enough to think that your DNA is going to add something to the world, you're probably wrong.
Unless you're me.
Yeah, unless you're Jordan. So if any of you out there are looking to become a broodmare for some prime Diablo sperm, thehateflow@gmail.com.
I do not want to fuck anybody that's going to email us.
It's a very Rosemary's Baby situation. Just
now that she said that, that's different.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. Jordan is going to have to raise it by committee. That committee will be a group of druids.
I mean, come on. We've talked about it. I look like Anton LaVey.
Yeah.
Gained 30 pounds.
Yeah. You're whenever you move, you have to get a house that looks like exactly like that one in San Francisco.
Oh, that would be so rad, dude. Can we bring Jane Mansfield back to life?
I mean,
that would be rad.
That's
a good pick.
It's probably another podcast that we'd have to do
that. Oh my god, can you? That's a podcast. Just get a Ouija board and have a seance and just record talking to the dead. No one would believe it though, because there's no visuals.
I love mysticism. I love all that shit. I know a guy that owns an occult store, and he's like well versed in all that shit. And he said, "I would never touch a fucking Ouija board." And I was like, "They sell them at Toys R Us." Right. And he was like, "You don't know what you're inviting when you fuck around with those things." And he was like, when he was talking about it, it gave me fucking chills. And I was like, "I'm not doing that."
We've touched on this on our podcast. Like we are interested in like ghosts and the afterlife and stuff. We're not entirely sold on the idea of demons, but like. Even if, why is it even a game? Like, why even take the chance? Even if you don't believe in the afterlife, don't touch a goddamn Ouija board.
No, I ain't doing
that.
Just don't. Nope.
The purpose of the Ouija board is to have co-ed games with your friends, and if you are too nervous to touch hands other than on that little marker, that's what it's for.
Want to have a ghost watch you fuck? Yeah. Can we write that commercial for our own show?
Yeah. Yes, want to have a ghost
watch. And then the call your crew. I'm doing the Ouija board thing right now. Call your crew, not the cops.
Speaking of the crew, it's time for shoutouts.
Is it already that time?
It is
that time. Fuck.
So shout out to Pete Holm. I did it again.
Take
this
two.
This is the second week in a row.
I can't wait for the day when you say John Holmes. I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, John Holmes with your 14-inch dick.
As far as I know, John Holmes never had any kids. So yeah, shout out to John Holmes.
No, he died of AIDS way too early.
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah. He probably had a ton of abortions, though.
Jesus. Next week on the show, we'll be using the Ouija board to talk to John Holmes, aborted kids.
I'm at two. Can we talk to mine?
Yeah.
Oh, Dad, I would have been like this.
Yes, let's do that. Shout out to Pete Milk, Milky Way Recordings. It's homie for homies here. That's why we record here. He is available for all your audio wizardry needs. Also, shout out to Sam Holmes. Sam did our logo. You can find her on the Instagram. That's at Sam Holmes, like you live in, not Holmes like you hang with. And of course, the Lousy Weather Media Network, which we're happy to be a part of.
No, we're ecstatic to be a part of.
Ecstatic is the right word. It's constantly growing. We've got a lot in the works.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit coming in the next year.
Yep, which it's a good time to have a good day. Also, we got to thank our sponsors, Britt Fox, Chad Weaver, and Chris Clem. You can hear Chris Clem on Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, available on the Lousy Weather Media Network. And you can catch Chad Weaver at the Rialto Theater every month. Take a look on his Twitter, at Weaver Chad, and on Facebook, Chad Weaver.
Exactly. Every poor.
You can also hear Chad Weaver if you just follow the sound of pots falling.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's usually at the end of that. It's like at the end of a rainbow.
That's how you find him. Just listen for cookware dropping, and there's a handsome boy that has some jokes for you. By the time this airs, you will have missed Pizza Money, but Pizza Money has some shows coming up in Mayhall's basement. Those are $5 a piece. It is a sketch comedy featuring Chad Weaver, Ryan DiPerna, James Brassfield, Wilson Rivera, Walter Hemmelgarn, and Bob Seeholzer.
That's a good group of fucking people, dude.
Yeah, Pizza Money's amazing, and Sean John's just designed their shirts.
Oh, yeah, they're fucking, that shit is awesome.
Yeah, so.
The fucking pizza with the Illuminati at the top.
Yeah. It's
fucking awesome.
Good idea. And with Chris Clem, just always be on the lookout. Chris comes home often.
Oh, also, if you want to hear more of the Fat Woke Boys, you can download, I was so drunk, dude, I don't remember what podcast we recorded.
That's the Ad Hominem Attack Show, available on Podbean, iTunes, and wherever you consume podcasts.
If you want to hear me drunker than I normally am on this show, and when I say that, I mean like four times drunker, you can catch the last one. Well, I guess once this is released, it would be the last one.
That is correct. Yeah. And of course, Allie, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me.
We really let the hate flow.
I tried. I'm generally not a hateful person, which is why I wanted to come.
Oh, that
generally
makes me feel better.
No, I pick on you because I like you.
I like that.
All right.
I'll take that.
Yeah, there you go.
I hope nobody listening heard that.
Little bit of aftercare.
nobody listens to this.
It's all right. Nobody listens to mine either, but I'm going to plug it. Two Chicks in the Plural of Apocalypse, a supernatural podcast with me and my pal Stephanie Miller, available on SoundCloud and iTunes. New episodes go up Monday. We're halfway through season 3, so if you want to know what the hell we're talking about, start watching Supernatural now on Netflix.
And I refuse to watch that show simply because there's fucking too many seasons of it.
There are too many.
And so, like, I'm not going to commit, but they have a great rapport. I dug it. I really did. Like, I'm not just saying that. I was highly entertained.
I mean,
and they talked about me on that one, so I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
I'm not a narcissist at all.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Get to know me.
I believe you because I like you.
Okay, fair enough.
All right.
Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates excessive breeders as much as Allie Pena.
No, there is another. The world dies again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Feed me nothing ages. Drag me to the discharge vapor. Daniel's in drunkenness. I keep a bruise in my brain and under the punches that I was meant to take.
This episode of Let the Hateful Through You is brought to you by Chad Weaver.
Big Mama, what's wrong?
Lord have mercy. I just saw teen comedian Chad Weaver on Sit Room Only, available on YouTube, and now my panties need wrang out.
Oh, gross, Big Mama.
I can't help it. That boy awakens things inside of me even hormone replacement therapy couldn't. I bet he good at sex.
Big Mama, that's clearly pee.
Get your finger out of my snatch, child.
Stay on the plastic if you're gonna watch Chad Weaver. I'm putting you in a home.
I raised your ungrateful ass. Now get Big Mama a towel. I'ma load up his tweeter. At Weaver Chad.
Gross.
That's Chad Weaver.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.